Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
And the Pirates have taken a 4-3 lead.
Well, and I think in this play, Pat, somebody has fallen out of the stands. Oh, my. This is scary. Somebody leaning over the stands in the outfield in right field has fallen onto the field.
No. And the trainers are going to head out. And the body, we're going to get the binoculars on the body out there. What a terrible thing to see. Somebody laying on the ground. And the medical people are hustling. They've got the little flatbed truck to help take this person away. Never seen such a thing run.
No.
Awful. Just awful.
You know, you just terrible.
You're going to put the person on the stretcher. Some medical people are lifting the body. Oh, unbelievable. The players are all kind of on their knees in the infield, hoping that this person is going to be okay.
That detail from Pat Hughes about the players on their knees, like Swanson and Horner taking a knee just next to each other in the infield.
Andrew McCutchen behind them taking a knee.
And then the camera cuts into the dugout, and Nicky Lopez is doing the sign of the cross as he's praying for this man, and just harrowing. That's a tall wall.
And about what, 25 feet?
21 for Clemente. So, and then, but from where he was over the guardrail, yeah, probably 24, something like that. And of course, what will come with this is guardrail conversation, and is it high enough, and possible lawsuits and everything like that. But just in the moment, though, to be a ball player playing a silly little game, and I know it's your job and everything, but then, oh, God, to be a ball player and a coach and just kind of seeing all this and living with this?
Yeah, I, as it was going on last night, the first thing I thought was we've seen stuff like this happen over the last couple of years and with Hamlin in the NFL, where players then kind of are like, we're really supposed to just – like keep playing, like this seems really strange. Now, this isn't a participant, it's a fan. And we know that what, in 2022, there was a fan in Atlanta that fell out of the stands and passed away. But to see that, like as you're playing, if you're those guys and you're like, what's going on? And then you see, and like you see in the dugout, like O'Neal Cruz is pointing out to the outfield, being like, something just happened, and his teammates are like, what are you talking about? And then they see it and they react to what's going on. It's the compartmentalization that you have to do in that moment is crazy.
It's crazy to me. It's been odd even just thinking about our show.
Yes, I've been thinking about how do we even talk about this?
Yeah, man. And that's understandable, and I think we just kind of process it together a little bit, cuz it's jarring and it takes you out of it. This is Craig Counsell and Derek Shelton, both managers, like walked onto the field and conferenced, and we're trying to like, oh, that's what are they there for? And oh, they were there for this. Here's Council after the game talking about his perspective on it.
First, hope the gentleman's okay, and thinking about his family and him right now. Looked obviously scary. We kind of saw it. Didn't see it happen, but saw it out there after the play. I just hope everything turns out okay.
Not to dwell on the incident itself, but how hard is it, how disturbing is it to see something like that and then have to continue playing afterward?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we know what we didn't know what we saw. I don't think we know what we saw. All we saw is somebody laying on the warning track. So, I mean, you know that's not good.
God. They don't know exactly what they saw.
Right. But so why don't we get someone who was a little bit closer to it? Because obviously, like, Craig's in the dugout while he's seeing this. Dansby Swanson is on the field. Here's what Dansby had to say about it.
I honestly didn't really see anything. Just saw kind of like the urgency in Council's face when he came out. And then obviously, I think everyone kind of realized what was going on. And obviously a very, scary moment. And they just kind of... You can kind of see like everybody's taking a knee and just praying and hoping everything's okay. Obviously, we just praying for a good, strong recovery, just to be with him and his family. Never been a part of something like that, and obviously hope to never be a part of something like that again.
What does it take to just reset and focus?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely kind of like a humble reminder of just like the gratitude that we get to be able to play this game, and just there's so many folks out there that obviously support us and come to games and are a big reason why we are able to do what we do. And I mean, it's obviously tough and just kind of puts things in perspective and makes you want to tell everybody you love them and never take any of that for granted.
Yeah, I thought that was an interesting way to look at it and try to look at it as gratitude, because when you watch the video, it's like, wait, what happened? Like, how did this happen? Was this a moment of jubilation that ended up going too far? Was this intentional? Was the person I've seen a bunch of different videos of it, and I'm still not sure.
Yeah, I know
what it is that I saw, and to try and make sense of it, because that's what I do. I need stuff to make sense a lot of times. I'm like, I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, it's interesting because Council says the same thing. Not sure what we saw. Did you see a guy jump? Did you see a guy who was drunk and got jumped up and got excited about a play?
That was like the first thing that I thought of.
That's my gut on it.
Because, that was an exciting play at the time.
They took a lead.
And like, it's a guy, like, maybe, like yeah. And then...
And there is video out there, and it's kind of gruesome, like, some of the social media thing. Like, he falls over and he topples. He spins forward. My gut is that that's what it was. And a guy jumping up excited... And he's right there on the rail. One more kind of eyewitness report from Tommy Hotovy, the Cubs pitching coach, who was on with Mully and Haw this morning.
Well, obviously a lot of emotions, your prayers and thoughts and everything go out to the fan, their family, and anybody who's with them. The craziest thing for us, I guess, from our vantage point was the emotions of the play, and you see the ball kick off Dansby. And the ball shoots out toward right, so everybody's looking at the ball, so everybody saw it. You saw the whole thing from our vantage point, and it was kind of right in that area, and you just, like, your first thought is just shock, like, what just happened? What was that? And then as the play settles, you realize it's actually the person, you immediately start thinking for the worst, but it's just one of those situations that you just pray you never have to see. You pray obviously for the family and for the person that they're going to be all right.
I wonder if as a group, you talk through all of that together after a game. If you're Craig Council, as individuals, do you go and find the team chaplain if that's what you need, or the mental skills coach, and talk through it. You talk through it together because you got to process what you just kind of lived through.
Right. And I wonder about that too. Like whether that's one of those things where maybe Craig says something and then says, hey, you know, if any of you need to talk to blank,
right,
they're going to be available for you to talk to, because it's traumatic. Like if, imagine this just happening. Like, forget about it happening at a baseball game. Imagine it happening
at a mall.
Yeah.
Like something with like a tall, where like you see the multiple floors together, or a hotel where they do this, the cylindrical floors and the elevators in the middle. And it's like, so, like this, these kind of things could happen in a lot of public spaces.
Right. And imagine how everyone would react to it.
Especially if you saw it, or you saw the aftermath of it.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's always like the idea of our own mortality, as you're seeing. Now, luckily, like Pittsburgh is one of the elite like trauma and head trauma centers in America. So that's good. Like that's a silver lining in this, is that they are, as a city, as a medical city, they are as prepared and equipped to deal with something like this as any other city in America. But to see it play out, and you see the guys like rushing, you see the Cubs trainers and the Pirates trainers all trying to do something to help this man.
And he's not moving. He's not moving.
His face is bloody. It's terrifying.
We get the word later last night that he was in critical condition. I haven't seen anything updated beyond that.
Yeah, I was checking this morning in the Post-Gazette, and there hasn't been a lot of an update, and you would imagine that there's a privacy issue. I mean, think about that part of it. I don't know who he was at the game with, but imagine you're going to the Cubs-Pirates game, and then you get a call about your loved one falling from 25 feet onto the field. You know, like all of that stuff. So I don't know. Hopefully we get a positive update, and hopefully the family will be excited to share the good news of this person being better. And for the last, 15 years or so, you could probably say that Andrew McCutchen has been Mr. Pirate.
It's the heart and soul of that organization from a public perspective, without a doubt. Brilliant young player, evolved into
an MVP,
a brilliant vet who, you know, was fading, but then went away and then came back. And you've seen the atmosphere since he's come back. His first at bat back was legendary, and he's still playing pretty damn well, and a thoughtful, very beloved guy.
Here's what he had released, the statement last night, because he was pretty distraught too. Like, he was on the field while all of this was going on. And when it comes to Pittsburgh baseball right now, he is it. And him and Skeens, like, that's what it is. Here's what he had to say pregame today.
Yeah.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we're all here. We're
devastated of the situation that took place yesterday. We all came in here together as a team after the game, and said a prayer for him, and we hope the best for him and his family, and just so he knows, his friends and family know that, you know, we're all thinking about him and just praying for the best for him. And I hope he pulls through. It was a tough situation. So, we're definitely thinking about him. You know, I'm definitely thinking about him. And hope for good news.
And now go to work. Go play a ball game.
Right. We've continue a ball game.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like,
it's funny because, like, it's not funny, but, like, I saw that the Cubs had fallen behind 4-3, you know, and then as I'm watching condensed last night and I see that happen, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, so what kind of quality of play came after that? Like, what kind of focus on at bats? And, like, this is such a difficult mental sport. It's like, who the hell knows? And then you go out there today and you're on either of these teams. And I hope they had some conversation and some opportunity for counseling, because we know some of these dudes. Like, Nico Hoerner is a thoughtful, emotionally present, very empathetic person. Ian Happ is the same, you know? And listeners, if you've listened to those guys, you know what kind of dudes they are.
Yeah.
And and they got a lot of them, actually. There's a lot of them who are really, like, kind, you know?
I think you saw it play out.
You did.
And we know that, you know, Dansby is a very faithful believer, too, and you hear him talking a little bit about the prayer aspect for him.
How about our guy Matthew Boyd, who we talked to on the show? What a thoughtful, emotional guy that is.
Yeah.
You know? Having to think about that. So it's heavy stuff. Let me ask you this, Lawrence. Like, I love the feeling at the ballpark of being able to stand up and put your hands on the rail, like, say, the 300 section at Wrigley, right? Mm-hmm. Which is old, and those steps going down are, like, a little funky as you're getting down to the bottom and stuff. But, like, but just really at any ballpark, that feeling of being on the second deck or the upper deck and having your body just be that accessible to the open air and the terror of the space below just a little bit, if you would ever let yourself think about it. You got to lean over and catch a ball or go for a ball. And it's scary, but that's fun. And there's like a trust for you to behave like a responsible adult.
Right. There's a responsibility that goes with it. My seats at White Sox were in section 533. So I had four seats there. But I wanted to, and it's right behind home plate, and I think I was in row one.
It's an incredible vantage point.
It really is. Fly balls can be a little weird there, but...
But on the battery, like watching the pitcher and the 100%. Catcher, incredible.
And I would think about that all the time when I would give my tickets away. And you kind of warn people, and you say, hey, you know, it's, you might feel a little bit off when you're up that high. Like, don't...
Yeah. And that's the way the 300 level at Wrigley should be discussed, in the same way. Like, there is a level of responsibility, attentiveness, and frankly, sobriety that would be important to consider.
Yeah.
I'm not saying we don't know what's happening in this situation.
I don't want to police someone's good time. I also don't want it to be dangerous for people.
I'll just speak for me then, because you're right. I don't want to police anybody else's good time. But I've sat in those seats and thought to myself, that's probably enough.
Right.
I've made that choice.
Yeah, you're sitting there, you're like, okay, do I have control of myself right now?
Am I going to go up there and go to the bathroom and then come back and walk down these, like, kind of odd stairs that...
And ballparks in general are difficult in that way, and it's only... It's the only designs that we've had, you know, and in both places we're talking about, what, a 35-year-old ballpark and a 100-and-something-year-old ballpark.
A 100-and-something-year-old ballpark that fixed just about everything, but not quite everything. I'm telling you, next time you're up there, walk those stairs down and see, like, it's a little uneven.
Well, the stairs and the ramping, like, it's not always, especially if you're... you know, you're struggling. And I know there have been some people that have been upset about some of the ADA updates that haven't been made over at Wrigley. So the whole thing is terrifying. And I think that both teams, all of the players, all of the broadcasters handled it extremely well. And I don't know how I would react if I were in the same space, but I think that the way that these guys reacted is a guide on how to deal with something as traumatic as that in the moment.
I would agree with that. The managers coming together and the way that the players have all talked, and then you know, you'll see what happens with the fan itself and the fan himself, and then any other fallout thereafter. But if you were watching, you probably had a similar experience to us where you're like, all right, how exactly do we just go back to our little comic book sports universe and get upset about little things? And
oh, well, I got you faded on that.
You do?
Yeah, that's pretty easy.
What you got?
Well, we did promise people commercial free and we gave it to you. We gave you, 40 minutes commercial free.
I thought that was a good rock block.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.